adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Damaro, and with me is Nika Howard.
I could kick over a 10-year-old's head. That's a fact.
Also with us is Jennifer Cheek.
I might not be tall enough to kick over a 10-year-old's head. I don't know if I am.
And Timothy Lanning.
Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. It's 2019, new year, new me.
2019, man.
Yeah. How's everyone doing?
I'm all right.
I'm doing better than Mike Bachman, who's not here tonight because of his sickness.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Mike Bachman is still sick and will not be with us in this episode. He is okay, but not well enough to do podcasting.
Yeah, he's been sick for bad sick like for a week now.
Yeah, so thoughts and prayers. spirit bombs.
Lasagna.
I'm trying to think of some other anime stuff. I don't know, haunted skeletons.
What's the name of the boat in One Piece, Michael?
Which boat? There's two.
That's fucking nerd.
The one that the cowboy, the farmer.
There's the Going Merry.
Okay.
And then there's the Thousand Sunny.
I'm talking about the Going Merry, I'm sure. Yeah.
Now, I'm interested to see what the boat has to do with Mike Bachman.
So let's get through a few fun announcements. One, Game of Thrones coming back April 14th or something like that. Let's finish it out strong. The fucking show that started this whole fucking network. Cast of Thrones, baby.
God.
You're closing it out strong.
We'll be back.
Last Cast of Thrones season with Michael as he fucking... gets done and hilariously throws his script pages in the air and walks out and flips the bird to never record again.
No podcast.
No podcast.
We're just gonna keep going with all the shitty offshoots.
Yeah, we're never stopping. I wanna die.
You know, I'm gonna support you guys in every way I can other than being on the show.
I don't wanna do that.
It's like, Michael, can you retweet this? Absolutely not. I don't wanna support you.
I have other things that I want to do and put my efforts in.
Okay, well, that starts. Look forward to that in April. We got to hype it up now.
I mean, we're going to do it. We're going to do it, and it's going to be fun.
Listen to our old episodes.
Oh, it's going to be great.
We're good at podcasting. Yeah. Two, GeeklyCon. You know it. You love it. Nothing has changed.
We're in the year of a GeeklyCon again.
Oh, frick.
Oh, we can say this year's GeeklyCon. That makes me so happy.
This year's GeeklyCon.
Oh, frick.
Yep.
It's in Columbus. It will always be in Columbus.
We love Columbus. Is a good place.
We're never coming to your house for a GeeklyCon.
Sorry.
So you can't wait anymore.
Planning
you have
conventions
to
are fucking hard, and it needs to be in the one place to make things even a slight bit easier.
So true. Three, I have started a sub-show on YouTube called Table Topics, wherein I talk about topics in tabletop. I released the first episode today, January 15th. Where I talk
2019.
Yeah, 2019. Where I talk about my favorite Waterdeep Dragon Heist modules or supplements you can buy in DM's Guild and all that stuff. Head on over to youtube.com/geeklyinc and check it out. Who knows what will be there when you're listening to this.
When are you going to talk about painting minis?
Soon. I started painting minis.
Our home is being overrun by minis for painting now.
It's apparently very fun.
And
Nika tried to tell us, but
Tim's trying to trick me into doing it. And I've already taken up Fibercraft, so I don't know if I have time, but we'll see.
Once you get enough, you can use the shadow boxes for shot glasses, and they fit your minis perfectly.
Mm. Oh, cool.
Damn.
Yeah. As we all know, January 24th is International Rate and Review / Tell a Friend About the Drunks and Dragons podcast.
That's on the calendar.
Right. You know, we've done it every year, but usually because of leap years and various,
you know, January,
you know, hockey tournaments.
Month.
It hasn't come up before. But this will be our 300th episode. We're doing things a little bit different that episode. We've been listening to a lot of feedback, and we have some really fun ideas that Michael came up with, and they're very good and smart.
They're smart, and he came up with them.
In honor of that, we want as many people to be crammed inside our own jerk yurt, which is twitch.tv/geeklyinc, and it will be, can we say that it won't be spoilers? Is that right? Michael, can you say that?
I think it is safe to say that you will not believe what is happening during that episode.
you could not be spoiled because you will be baffled. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll pay for the whole seat and only use the edge.
We've been talking about it personally, and I still can't believe it. I cannot believe it.
It's so, what we're doing is so brave.
It's very brave.
It is brave.
We are honestly heroes.
Yeah. But what we need, though, is before you hear it, to review the show and to tell your friends about the show, download the show. I download the show on Spotify, but I don't listen to it on Spotify. You know, I listen to it on Down. I don't listen to it, but I download it on Downcast. Listen to it. Download it on all your podcast apps. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Tell your friends. Tell your friends. Tell your friends. Because, you know, 2019 is our goddamn year, you know?
That's so true.
We have a Patreon, patreon.com/D&D podcast, and Michael and I have been interviewing various famous DMs across the internet on a show called Conductor Seat.
For years now.
They just recently, wait, were you both on the one?
Yes.
So they just recently interviewed Gaydon Reedy of Neoscum fame, which I love Neoscum, so yeah. I was jealous that I wasn't there for that one.
A podcast that famously Jennifer would actually listen to, which doesn't, you know... For an actual play? Wow.
Yeah, I'm like kind of bad at listening to like actual play podcasts. And I'm very behind, but I like it a lot.
Yeah, and going forward, they will all be audio primarily, so you can listen to
Announcements?
Man, a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff on there. Man, should we do... We haven't played D&D together...
In literally a month. A
very long time.
Since last year.
Last fucking year. I've been to like another country since then.
Did you?
This is pre-holidays.
And it had a really bad cold for
a while. It's been over a month, right? Because we recorded...
Yeah.
I think it was the 13th because I had...
Okay.
Oh, you know what's really sad? Is that I had a note in here for Bachman for next time we recorded it together. And he's not here.
Next time. Well, maybe.
Time after next.
Time after next, yeah. Yeah.
People, I think, know by...
We gotta let my man heal.
Yeah, well, I think people know by this point that we record two episodes at once.
Still. Mm. Well, yeah, true. Not always.
Man, fuck. Let's get out some D20s and roll them and then see who can remember what we did a month ago.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mr. Red, for all keeping up our wiki.
Oh, my God. You are an angel.
This episode is going to be literally 20% less trash because of you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Yeah, I rolled a 14.
Fuck. I rolled a 1.
I got a 13.
Well, as I just said, Mr. Red saved my tookus because he wrote the entirety of what we did. Oh, you want to drink now?
I want to drink now, I decided.
Oh, you decided you want to drink now. Last week on Drunks and Dragons podcast, we had made it to the quote-unquote guard level after freeing Eckhart Dayhammer from the Bodex?
Mm-hmm.
Bodak Yellow.
Who are,
those are the names of those things.
Yeah, which were chewing on his friggin' hands. Then we kind of snuck up to the guard zone because we were on floor three, which was bad. And then...
Did I tell you what I called the level three in my notes?
Sure.
Bad Cloak Man Torture Zone.
Sure.
So that seems bad. That's, I don't remember a whole lot of it, but that... That seems bad to me.
That sounds about right with what happened there. But we wanted to get our items back. We wanted to fully get their ability to control us with our blood. We wanted to get rid of that. So we went and went to the guard level. We all tried to interrogate this guard. It didn't go very well. And apparently none of us know how to knock people out. And we all just kept punching him with a dagger. And he didn't like it.
We were not doing well.
He did not go to sleep at all. And then we were like, hey, let's bust into the impound zone. Toby created like a magical illusion and then infused it with his Shadowfell illusion wizard magic so that the suit of armor ass motherfuckers could not escape. And then we encountered the greatest hurdle of all, a door. And none of us could open the door.
We don't have any rogues.
And then, you know, we just shot the door with our magical guns, caught our hands. A mere 30 to 40 feet away from where every off-duty guard was just chowing down and making cartoonishly loud noises.
Do you ever just think that... maybe our characters are really fucking stupid.
Toby is very smart. He's just not good at, you know, opening doors and things like
that. Do you ever think that maybe we're really fucking stupid?
I'm very smart. You know,
Personally, I'm a huge dumbass.
I'm so smart. We just haven't had anyone that can open locks since Tom died, which
is
episode 30.
It's the most like
stereotypical thing of D&D. It's like, all right, you probably want someone and get punched.
Also, Nick has played seven rogues in side things, but has never picked a lock.
And now you're playing a Dex character that you could have just said, I have a fuck ton of Dex. Fuck it. Let's just throw, you know. But instead, you want to run. I love it.
A couple years ago at GeeklyCon, someone brought me an actual lockpick set, and I still have it. It is one of my favorite things. I love it.
I want to learn how to do that.
Me too.
I still don't know how to pick locks. I want to learn.
Y'all, can you tell me if this is a hashtag feel you're going through, where you're just scrolling through the thirst traps on Instagram?
Oh, been there.
Excuse me, on Insta. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're old.
Yeah, on Insta. Anyways, I wanted to buy every single Insta ad that was there. Is that happening to you more and more often?
The only thing that Instagram advertises to me is various, like, increasingly more cute cat beds.
Oh, really? That's good.
And I am constantly on the verge of buying things, but apparently I hear don't buy things that are advertised on Instagram, or like look up and double check like where they're from, because a lot of times the quality's not great.
Oh, weird. Yeah, I think they were advertising a lockpick set to me the other day, and I was like, I want it.
They know what you're into.
Yeah, so as a gaggle of guards bursted out of their mess hall, luckily... from some quick, smart thinking by two of our smartest people, Scud and Rowan conjured between them, I'm just going to say dozens of horrors.
I feel like you're saying the smartest people in a way that's meant to hurt me.
So when I first said it, it was meant to be a compliment. But then after I used it to describe, you know, you and Bachman, I was like, damn, no one's going to think I mean that. Fuck. So here we are.
Listen, if you have the opportunity to summon blink dogs and you do not do it, then you are a fool and a coward.
And then Toby and Lonnie threw their smoke bombs, their smokes.
Yes!
And I think we are about to run through the door, or that was right when we ended it, but there's basically chaos as demons with hands for feet and feet for hands and weird blink dogs are just attacking. Now... I believe
bursting through the smoke.
Yeah, I think each and every one of them need to roll initiative. So Jennifer, can you roll initiative 6 times? And I think we can all roll initiative 20 times for Bachman.
Guys, can you just imagine like being in the mess hall, like you're just like gnawing on like a turkey leg, and then out of nowhere, just like smoke and blink dogs and demons with feet for hands and hands for feet.
Well, you hear, like, a gun going off, and then you just hear a high-pitched voice cuss, and then more guns Piss. Going off, and then a loud yay, and then you run out.
Yep, yep. You did blast the door off the hinges.
Yeah.
The hallway has filled with smoke and demons and blink dogs and guards and just general chaos.
I can only cast up to 4th level spells, and Michael, we didn't say it on air, but, like, it's been pretty obvious that Toby's been collecting trash, various motes of dusts, feathers, and things like that. Because I know everyone's like, oh, what about his, you know, material components? Like, obviously, I've been picking stuff up, you know, along the way.
Of course. Obviously. Why would you even? We actually talked about it in great detail, but
yeah.
But for some reason, David decided to cut it just for time.
For time, so. Yeah.
Not for content.
Well, because it was each and every spell. It's like, oh, where am I going to find a mote of dust? And it's like, oh, here's where you go. And then I had to roll to find it. Took
under every under every cabinet, there's a mote of dust. Yeah. So you also, I think there's also, yeah, there's like two guards who are essentially in two robotic sort of guards that are, that are behind adamantine walls either side of you.
So if I lose concentration, that's bad.
That would be bad. There are guards behind you, and there is an open door in front of you that theoretically leads to what the map says is the impound with your weapons and bloods and everything.
I thought we had our blood.
No.
Not yet.
We ate the potion,
yeah.
Or drank it, probably, and we have the ability to use some of our powers or something.
But not all of them.
Yeah.
Sure. But whenever we get our blood back, we all get magic, right, Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah. Okay. So when we get our blood back, you all have to drink some of Toby's blood and then you can all.
Yeah. And then we'll get like, blood brothers.
Yeah.
It's like gestalting and classes, right? So I'll get all Toby's wizard classes.
Mm-hmm. And his hepatitis, but also his wizard classes.
Sharing is caring.
I have a rare form of gnomish gonorrhea.
Oh, no. It's passed through blood.
Yeah, like...
I'm not a gnome, though, so it's fine.
Yeah, well, in gnomes, what happens is our couple...
Is this like a bird flu situation where you can still get it?
Well, see, in gnomes, what happens is the top of their pubic hair turns into cotton candy, and it's very embarrassing for gnomes.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
It was so embarrassing.
I mean, like, of, you know, sexual diseases to have.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Side note, I actually want to make an actual relevant point to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Did you say in your recap that we know now that Torag has Paler imprisoned?
No, I did not. We got distracted by couple things.
We know this, so that is like, so we're going to get our blood and get our powers back. As number one important thing. Number two, doing that so that we can then go...
Right. So we're getting our stuff on section 2 to go down to section 4.
Which is, like, extremely bad, I can only assume. Because I think it gets, like, worse as it goes down.
And now to take us back off topic...
wonderful.
So it just occurred to me that monks can't get STDs, right?
No, it's true. I can't.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Damn.
They're so centered.
I'll say as per the rules, not as per story. As per the rules, I cannot be, like, sick? Poisoned? Where is it? Let me look it up. Give me 2 seconds. Actually, I have a question for you. Tim, if I know we don't deal with money a lot, but if I paid Toby, could he do things for me? Not
naturally, he loves to. Yeah.
Okay. Magical things.
Yeah, of course.
Sweet. Thank you.
What? What sort of magical thing?
I'm scared.
I can get haste. I could move at double my speed. Or
yeah, he doesn't know how to do haste, but he can learn it.
What about phase shift? Can you make me go through things?
Yeah, you know, if we have downtime, I can find and study.
Should we do a training arc where we just like see what shit we can do?
It's gonna be a montage.
This is our joke that whenever Bachman's not here, all of us get off track a
lot. We have a take on the spirit.
Yeah. He's the trail or the wheels on the train. He keeps us.
I definitely wish we would have explored our quote unquote downtime activities more in the 12 years of...
Hey, maybe we can. We can do whatever we want. You can do a little side story.
Well, I'm saying, like, you know how the year's 2019 now?
Yeah.
And before we recorded episodes where it wasn't 2019, and I wish back when it wasn't 2019 was when we did it, is what I'm saying.
You wish we did it earlier. Yeah.
That in-between period.
But, you know what? The best time to do a thing is in the past, and the second best time is right now.
That's so true. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Anyways, Michael, Toby can speak Portuguese now.
Portuguese?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Oh, I feel like also Lonnie can understand and speak any language. This never comes up, but I was reading through my stuff and it happens. I'm also immune to disease and poison.
Poison.
Monks are the stupidest class in the game, and they're very cool.
They are. I just like imagine you being able to talk to like any say in the world of Drekro, who's there existed like a Porg or a Chewbacca or whatever, and like Lonnie just can talk to them.
Well, like Thor can speak Groot.
Thor can speak Groot. That's true. Lonnie can speak Groot.
Man,
so Lonnie is basically like Thor. She's a beautiful, strong man.
That's so true.
Man. And so we should also say that Scud is still with us.
Yes.
He's just kind of hanging out, and he's going to do stuff that the group thinks is appropriate for a Scud to do. So that's fun.
Yay.
And you do also have a Eckhart Dayhammer with you. He is missing his right arm.
He's not up to doing the elbow. Really good.
Is he left-handed by any chance?
Can we mend him?
I don't think he's left-handed.
Shit. I think we got him, like, stable.
Yeah, yeah. He's up, but he's missing his good arm.
Scud healed him, and then he healed us. So,
right.
You know, he's not, like, in the danger zone, so to speak. So how I think we probably want to rush through the door, right? And run away from the chaos and run through the door that we just blasted off its hinges like fools.
Yeah, gotta get that blood.
All right. You barrel into this room, and I'm going to say that Eckhart takes the door that you blasted off its hinges and starts to push it back into place.
Okay, Toby comes up behind him as he's shoving it into place, and he starts casting mending on the little kind of joints to kind of, you know, we really fucking broke it, but I want to try to help him as much as possible.
Excellent. It's very dark in here. How is everyone's...
I have dark vision.
I got dark vision, baby.
You probably all can see fine, right?
I think so. We're all...
I forget if half-elves do, but...
I feel like... I don't know. Let's see. I have dark vision.
Okay. And Lonnie's a wood elf.
Yeah.
Okay. I was getting confused for a second because my other character is a warforged who does not have dark vision, and that just happened in our last game of that, where literally every other character... Yeah. Had dark vision but me, so they were just leading me through a tunnel.
Yeah, and they got attacked by this floating thing, and she's like, oh, so now, you know, Barb's gonna attack. I'm like, you really want like a 7.5 foot tall
flailing
with her maul?
Warforged? Yeah, there's no, you shouldn't do that. Yeah. But Rowan does have dark vision.
Cool, so we can all see.
So you can all see, and it is, but it is very dark in here, and I probably have a description somewhere. There are neat piles of equipment stacked on shelves throughout the room. You can see off to the side, there is a door that is ajar, that is leading to...
He says a door.
God damn it, Tim, I was going to make that joke.
And there is light coming from that room. It's actually sort of like that's where the main light is coming from in this room. It's kind of like streaming out the door. And you can just sort of catch glimpses of full vials of red liquid in that room. And there's a large suit of armor that is standing sort of in the middle of the room.
Uh-oh.
And when you turn around, it's... eyes light up.
Classic.
And it says, intruder.
No!
And actually, you can see its chest is, it's kind of like robotic almost, and its chest appears to be made of crystal.
Ooh.
Is it like a Cylon?
Not a skin job.
No, just the regular Cylons.
Yeah. It's like a Cylon, but also like that thing that Krang is in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
Because inside of the crystal, you see the face of what looks like a human in just extreme pain and anguish.
No!
Can we punch it? Like, can we punch, like, get the head out? I feel like that's the fastest way to take his pain away.
Yeah, man, you got to.
Or is the person piloting it, though, or are they
Is it like a diva situation, or is it like a ghost in its belly?
Yeah.
What can you roll to understand.
Arcana, probably, because it's a...
Oh, you can definitely roll Arcana.
What else could we roll, Michael? I mean, I can roll an Arcana, but...
26. No, 25.
7.
Wow.
Toby is actually familiar with the concept of this construct. Essentially, what is going on is this living suit of armor gets its energy by feeding off the pain and anguish of this prisoner inside of it.
Oh, no.
So sort of like every time it moves... The person inside of it is just, like, racked with excruciating pain.
This is terrible.
Oh, man, it's playing that Baby Shark song in there.
Just over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know what it's called, but he has some sort of person in there, all Diva'd inside, and he's, like, poking him and stuff.
Please roll initiative.
Diva was there consensually.
All Diva'd inside.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Michael, when you're ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Same.
Toby.
21.
What?
Lonnie.
25.
What the fuck?
Damn. Rowan.
14, baby. I thought I wasn't so bad.
That's a great number.
I guess I'll roll for Scud.
Sure.
Or do we have his, is his character on D&D Beyond?
Is it in D&D? Maybe
it is.
Hey, let's like co-play him.
Yeah,
the three
somebody
of us
else
together.
Decide what he should do.
We can do this.
Jennifer, you roll because you're bad at rolling. It's funny.
Hey, okay. Hey, come on.
All
right. Hey.
Tim is so mean to me all the time. I'm gonna make edits in there in his character notes and be like, Scud's a poo poo pee pee pants.
Oh no!
Oh, damn. Don't though.
His initiative is a zero.
And he can't see in the dark.
Well, can we just tie a little string to his finger and then to like someone's belt loop?
Do like one of the like the little children have a little rope. Yeah. He got an 11 initiative.
Okay.
Damn, he's got all these fucking cool spells
Look
though.
All these fucking cool spells though.
Oh my god.
Firebolt everyone.
Send out a ray of sickness.
Lonnie.
Yes.
You're up first.
I want to go and punch and kick the shit out of Terminator Man.
Okay.
Is there a way that I could, like, punch the metal away from the man?
He seems to be encased in some sort of crystal.
Okay.
That sucks, bro.
Damn, bro.
I do. I would like to try one punch.
One punch!
And see if that...
One punch!
And see if that will free him or hurt him. Because I don't want to hurt the innocent man.
Do a
Maybe
little
he's
test.
Not innocent. He's in jail. What's he in jail for? Can I ask him that?
But
first?
We are in jail.
He doesn't seem to be very conversational at the moment.
Okay, well.
He does seem to be shrieking in agony.
Okay. Like while I'm punching him, Lonnie, she comes up and she uses the smoke from the smokes. And, like, she'll, like, roll her arms together like this and make arm tornadoes, at which she, like, comes in a fury with that. So she becomes a tornado. Maybe they call her the Red Tornado in the prison. Whoa. Who knows? She's going,
who can say?
Who can say, really?
She's going to try to punch with a 24 to hit the Machine Man.
Okay. And where are you punching it?
I would like to try to punch it right in the knee.
Okay.
I feel like that's a weak spot of everyone, every animal, everything. So let's like knock out that knee as best I can.
Okay. Well, you're going to hit for sure.
Okay.
Would you call this creature large, Michael?
I would call it medium.
Okay, thank you.
I should also say you're in very tight quarters here.
Okay.
Ooh.
What's against the walls again? I'm sorry, friend.
There are like shelves with neatly stacked piles of equipment.
Oh, cool.
I got 8 damage to the knee.
Okay.
Does it look like the prisoner is in more pain because I have done that? Or...
Roll insight.
Fuck. Oh, no, that's good. I have that. That's good. Okay. 24.
You don't think it hurt him. You think that he is just at a... He's at like a nine in the pain threshold, and you don't think it went to 10.
Okay, I'm not adding to it.
But it didn't go down to 8.
Okay, well, I have yet to prove that this isn't helping somewhat, so I'm going to continue my flurry of blows and just punch him.
Punch his fucking face, or knee.
Does a 19 hit him?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Actually, I don't know that I'm going to flurry of blows. Maybe I save that for defensive.
What? No. Surely nothing else will attack us that's bad. Surely.
I don't know. Okay, you've convinced me.
You're smart.
God damn it. Okay, 24 will hit, and does a 15 hit?
No.
Okay, well, 3 will hit him then, in addition to that 8. So first one will be 7, 30 damage total. In addition to the 8 that the first punch did, so 38 damage total.
Hachi machi, that's a lot of damage. You make dents in his very... Are you hitting him in the knee every time, or...?
Yeah, I really want to try and break away a piece of the armor to see if that helps.
Ooh, good call.
And, like, in between, I will say... Please let me know if this hurts you more than it helps you. I just want to free you.
the prisoner responds and he says,
ah! But is that like a more of a scream?
Yeah, is
before?
That an 8 yeah. scream or is like, that a 7 scream or
like
nine
a 9
scream?
Scream.
It's just like a constant. It's a fairly constant scream at this
Damn.
Point.
Things are tough for him.
Sucks.
So it kind of has like a spiky knee guard. And by the third hit, you see like a little screw pop off of it and the knee guard falls off of,
yes.
of its knee.
Nice. Is there a bare nice. Human knee replaced?
No, no.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Toby.
Toby. That's me. Don't wear it out. So he looks at this weird creature and casts blindness upon them. Michael, can you do me a favor and make this creature do a constitution saving throw? They need to beat 20, else they are blinded. The condition blinded.
Oh boy, this is going to be a tough one. I got a 21. I'm not even lying.
You fucking lied.
I'm not even lying.
You lied.
He's a little blinded?
Yeah. No, you make it. Great. And I want to use my theoretical bonuses actions to stare around the room to see if there's anything, oh, I don't know, particularly dangerous looking that could help us in our time of need. You know, Toby is proficient with like wands and staffs and stuff like that.
Roll perception.
For you, anything. Fuck. what does a friggin' 5 get me? Like 5 wands or?
You see a very dangerous looking broom in the corner.
Okay.
And it has like a dust pan attached to it.
Okay.
So that could be useful.
Okay. All right, pick it up.
You said dangerous broom?
Yeah, it looks real dangerous.
Okay.
I pick it up.
Add one broom to your inventory.
Okay.
with that, this monster lets out just a ear-splitting scream.
Uh-oh.
And
oh, that seems bad.
Everyone must make a strength saving throw.
Huh. What? Those two seem unrelated.
I know, right?
12. That's good, right?
Wait.
It's pretty good.
Is it magical?
It's thunder, if that means anything.
I got a 19.
I got a 25.
Jesus. So you all are going to take 12 thunder damage.
Okay. What?
Toby, you're going to be knocked prone.
Oh, no.
By this shockwave of sound.
Oh, frick.
And then it holds up its one arm, and the person inside does go to a 10 in his shrieking.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And out of his hand pops what looks to be like a big drill.
Ooh.
And he swings this drill at Rowan.
I don't care for that.
And he gets a 16 to hit.
Michael, what are you doing? This is dark.
You said we took 12 damage, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
To hit my armor class, which I'm not wearing armor or anything right now. Yeah, that's going to do it. That's going to do it.
All right, you're going to take 11 drilling damage.
Yikes.
Ouch, my body.
It's like a big daddy, right? Is that what's happening?
It's kind of like a big daddy. You know, now that you say it, it absolutely is like a big daddy.
Large father.
That's a large father. TM.
This hurts me.
Michael, when I get pushed on my tuchus, does the broom like catch me?
You roll a dexterity saving throw.
You got it. I got a natural 20.
Did you really?
Yeah.
you go to fall over and then you use the broom to leverage yourself. And I'd say you do like a backflip.
Perfect.
And land on your feet.
I guess
feet.
What I'm trying to ask is this a flying broom?
It is not a flying broom.
Okay, well, I added a broom of flying to my inventory because you said add a broom. But as I was the only broom that existed, so I added it because I just kind of assumed.
This is a mundane broom.
Mundane broom. Okay.
Rowan, you're up.
I have several questions right now. I still have my dagger, right? I have like a weapon with me.
You have your dagger and your bow.
Okay, so I have my sausage bow. Okay,
you
have cool.
Your sausage bow.
The other question is that you mentioned that we were in close quarters, which I imagine could be a problem for the bow and arrow.
I think you can. Don't you have a thing that lets you shoot?
So I have sharpshooter, but sharpshooter helps you when you're really far away. I don't think. It's when you're close.
I think you're fine.
You think I'm fine? Okay. I just was trying to be honest.
As long as you're not, like, in his grill.
Okay, cool.
Well, I guess he did just drill you.
Oh, yeah.
So let's say I use my dagger right now. Let's just, you know, let's say that. So I would like to cast Ensnaring Strike on myself. So basically what it does is I stab with my dagger and then the thornies come out of it, thorny vines. So they need to make a strength saving throw or be restrained by the vines.
Don't tell him what it has to be because then he'll say +1 of whatever.
Yeah, don't tell me. I will lie. So strength?
Yeah.
16.
No, 17.
Michael!
You got owned.
-1. Shit.
Now who's a fool?
I mean, oh, I forgot about the +2.
No.
Oh, Michael.
Just kidding.
So yeah, he's restrained and he takes 1d6 piercing damage at the start of his turns. But also it takes damage now too. I need d6. 3d6.
According to RPG Stack Exchange, you have disadvantage if you try to shoot a bow at somebody in melee range.
Yeah, that's what I assumed. That would make sense to me. But great news, I use my dagger, so it's okay.
There you go.
What do you think about 6 damage?
Oh shit, come on.
Eat it.
Damn.
Sorry, what was the effect it was doing as well?
Is restrained.
Oh, okay.
Yep. They're restrained. He's restrained by vines right now.
Where are you stabbing him?
Oh, that's such a good question. I mean, I would imagine I'd stab him in the other knee, right?
You gotta fuck up those knees.
I think the vines probably get his whole body, but like mentally I enjoy the like around his legs.
Okay. You stab his knee.
Take that, 6 damage.
And it does not his knee guard does not pop off, unfortunately.
But the thing is, now that he's restrained, we should just scoot around him and go into the room.
Oh,
he is restrained.
That's why I did that.
Can it take opportunity attacks against us?
I think it can, but also you would have advantage hitting it because it's restrained, right?
Ah, wonderful.
But it would only get one opportunity attack.
Oh, that's right.
It is Scud's turn.
Should we just have him like shoot a firebolt or something like that, just to keep it simple? Or
yeah,
what would Scud do?
What would Scud do? Does he have any skeletons? I can't remember.
He does not have his skeletons. They were confiscated.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Damn. And he's maintaining concentration on the demons. You know, we probably want to save some of... We probably don't want to go too ham and use his best spells, is my thought.
He's got so many spells.
He has so many fucking spells.
He has so many at-will spells, so just use one of the at-will ones.
Yeah, I feel like an at-will one would be good.
Yeah, just like Firebolt.
Firebolt.
Yeah. Toll the Dead. I love that one.
Yeah, that was weak, though, because...
Yeah, no.
Wait, it's not. It's good.
Or Chill Touch. Or... Wait.
No, he should do Toll the Dead.
Remember, he only can do up to 4th level.
This is so confusing. How does he
play? How do you play this game? Toll the Dead is good.
Toll the Dead is great.
It's just 48 damage.
That's no, 4d12, because he's already hurt.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. He was already hurt when I... Oh, Michael, can I do a thing? Because I forgot.
Sure.
It's just if I hit a creature that already has...
Mm-hmm.
Like damage to him, I get to take an extra 1d8.
Do it.
Damage. And it's still technically my turn, I've decided.
Scud hasn't moved yet. Your finger is still on the piece.
Guys, I'm rolling bad tonight. We're back to classic Jennifer. I rolled an extra 3 damage, so we did 9 damage.
No.
Hell yeah, level 17, 9 damage, baby. Who knows? When you get to 20, you'll do 10 damage, and you know, we'll.
Okay, so what is Scud firebolting?
Yeah. Do each of us want to roll D? What is it? It's an attack save. So it needs to be an 18. Wisdom.
Nice.
Oh, it needs to be an 18?
Yeah.
How wise is this horrible creature?
Oh, it's a 19. I'm just kidding.
Michael,
stop!
He rolled a 10.
I'm just making a joke.
All right. Let's all of us roll d12. What do you say?
Do it.
Okay.
I got a 6.
I got to find one
here,
first.
Here, you roll this one.
No one ever gets to roll a d12.
I got a 6.
What the fuck?
I got... Oh, damn it. It was a 9. It really faked me out, though.
The opposite 6. Michael, roll.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Roll 6 or a 9, please.
Nice. How about a 4?
Ooh, way off. So 24, 25 damage?
Does Scud yell anything pithy or do anything cool?
Well, no, a large gong happens.
Toll the Dead is so good. I love it. Because you just point... And an ominous bell rings.
Yeah, Toll the Dead is probably the best spell in the game.
Cantrip. I love it. Yes. It's definitely the best cantrip in the game for many reasons.
But Michael, you are correct. What would, you know, Scud's verbal component be?
I think he would say something about how his father doesn't love him.
No one will be better than me.
You better believe it.
That's it.
Nice. That's good.
Okay, I'm about to look. You know what I'm about to do right now? I'm about to look at famous anime boy sayings, and I'm going to have them just ready
to
go.
Okay, just ready for them.
What? So how much damage total?
I think it was like 25.
You do see a crack forms.
It's necrotic, by the way.
Oh, it's necrotic?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
A crack forms in the crystal in this thing's chest.
Perfect.
Lonnie, you are up. There is a restrained monster and a door with blood. And racks of equipment.
Well, the restrained monster gets advantage on attacks against him, right?
That is correct.
You know I'm going to go for that one, Michael.
I'm not saying I'm surprised.
And what great tactics we just used. I tried to blind, didn't work as Michael cheated. Jennifer was like, I'm going to help my beautiful husband, who's very attractive. And
I love him so much.
And just because he has depression doesn't mean he's not, you know, making it work. And you saved me.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go up and try to punch him 5 times.
Damn.
Exactly. What? That's too many times.
Figure it out. Does an 18 hit him?
An 18 just hits him.
Nice.
Okay, perfect. All of these will hit then.
Whoa.
Let me roll 5d10, basically.
I hope you get a 50.
That'd be amazing.
She could do it.
If anyone could, she could.
We rolled our d12s really badly, and that makes me mad.
Yeah, it was not
great. I did not help. You should not have invited me to roll one.
Yeah, that's not our bad. You probably lied. You probably got the opposite of a 4 and 8.
Tim, what number did you say you want?
5d10s.
How does a 52 taste?
How's that possible?
That's a math problem right now because...
How does that work? Wait a second. Well, I'm sure she adds something to it, right? Like 5d10 plus 8 or something like that?
Yeah, a 5d10 plus take off.
You are adding a bonus, I'm going to assume.
Let me just double check. So I rolled 5d10 and I rolled 6.
Oh, God.
Not a 10.
Not a 10.
Well, each of her attacks gets her plus damage. Right. So
yeah, and I've got a plus 5. So it's an additional plus 25 at the end. I rolled 27 damage.
Jesus H. Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Christ.
That's so it is 50-something.
Damn.
Christ on a cracker.
Christ on a cracker.
Biscuits.
Christ on a Christ wafer.
Biscuits. Now, are you just like bludgeoning him in all directions or what are you doing?
I think that this is really one of those times where it happens so fast that you don't notice it, but Lonnie tries to like, she gets the advantage because she tries to help him up. And then while she's got his arm in her arm, she uses it to just like punch him in the shoulder to try to get that armor off. Just gonna free the prisoner.
Okay, so are you punching the crystal or are you punching its armor?
I don't want to hurt the person, but I want to free him. And punching the crystal would be freeing him, but also I feel like that would hurt him.
You gotta break a few crystals to get the person egg, that's what I say.
But what if I break the crystal and it shatters him as the person?
I'm hoping that you break the crystal and it fucking explodes, dealing like $80 damage to all of us.
Okay, we're gonna punch the crystal.
he's probably begging for death, quite frankly.
Here's the thing. If a video game has taught me anything, if there's an open red spot similar to like a crystal, that is the weak point. So I'm gonna punch the fuck out of that.
You have to.
And crystals are famously weak.
Yeah, I punch it.
You shatter the crystal.
I put the broom in front of my face.
freeing the person inside.
Can I ask him, since he is free, now that you are free, what did you do?
I was just a poor accountant sent along with some adventurers.
It's Frank!
Frank? Is that you?
The worst thing I've ever felt in my life.
Frank, you owe me 3 egg salad sandwiches.
No, you owe us 86,000 gold.
Shit.
Except for when a large half-orc punched me into a wall. That was bad, too.
Oh, Bursey didn't mean anything.
Eckhart, can you do him a Heelys?
By the healing light of Rhaegar, I shall place my only hand on him. And heal him.
You remember Eckhart, right? He was getting eaten by some scary Bodex.
Oh my god.
Let me get back in character. I've never felt a touch like that before.
Ooh. Are you Frank, are you horny right now?
We don't have time to be horny.
We're in jail.
There's tons of cool stuff here. Let's take as much as we can and then go to the next room.
Roll me some perception.
Can I do investigate? Because
yes,
you know,
you actually investigate is it makes a lot of sense.
Wait, can I do perception? Yeah, same. I don't want to do investigate.
Oh, wait. I'm good at both.
You said it first, Michael.
Toby is carefully looking through things, and Rowan and Lonnie are just quickly moving their heads back and forth, just kind of trying to catch something out of the corner of their eye.
Okay, I get a 22 perception.
There's no investigation in my thing. Oh, I get a...
I got 21 perception.
I got a 21 investigate.
Guys, we're all the same.
How are we doing?
I don't think this is a very high difficulty since there's just a bunch of stuff laying on shelves. But you find your shit. Your shit is all here.
Yay! Remember, if you have armor, it has a doffing and a donning time.
Well, I mean, that does make sense.
I will help anyone that needs their armor donned.
But it takes like 5 minutes. I don't know how long it takes for leather armor. Probably not that.
I'll help anyone.
Ooh, hello. Hello.
Yay.
Yay. All right, I'm clicking. Check
mark. Get all my shit back.
Movable rods.
Eckhart is kind of having a hard time getting his breastplate on with the one hand.
I said I would help him.
Oh, it's so sad.
You help him. And he is very grateful.
I don't want to be a stickler for the rules, but we probably would not put his armor on because Toby goes to the door, extends his immovable rod, and he pats it on the head and is like, "You've been with me for so long. I forget where I first got you, but I feel like it's been such a journey, me and you together. I never knew when to use you, and I believe I gave... Yeah, you're the one I gave away and took back because I didn't like the other person that much. Well, I hope to see you soon." And I give the immovable rod a kiss and expand it out to try to hold the door shut.
Wow, what
and
a
And I
sacrifice.
Will click remove.
Oh, God, this is a real Hodor situation.
Yeah, definitely. Which, Michael, you know, that will probably give us time for the armor wearers to doff and
absolutely.
Don. I think doff is a better word, but I think that means take
I feel
off.
Like doff I is off right. And don is on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to say doff. So can I say that?
Sure.
To doff their...
Do you want to put it on and then take it off?
Do you want to be fucking wrong? Their...
To doff their prison guards and to don their whatever.
We've got a Hodor thing going. We've got a Kingslayer thing going over here as Rhaegar
read another book.
Sort of clumsily swings a sword with his left hand.
Is this a crossover for Cast of Thrones?
Wow.
Toby is running around in circles with his new best friend, the broom. And that's a Harry Potter reference, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. He also, would you say then he also shits his pants as a Harry Potter reference?
Yeah, I'm fucking pissing and getting rid of it.
Just over and over again.
As Toby's running around, so there's a lot of other equipment in here. Your equipment is
investigating
some of the nicest equipment in here. Let's face it, you guys are level 17.
I mean, the Robot Stars is amazing.
Is Bursey's equipment here? I feel like in our late night chats, we would talk about what we missed most about our personal gear. Maybe a trinket that his mother gave him, his favorite weapon, something that would be like... I imagine that Bursey's mom engraved in all of his belongings, Bursey Ham Hands, on the inside tag.
Like on his underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so just realistically thinking about this, this equipment can't stay here for very long, probably, because there are just thousands of inmates, right? Like,
they would only keep the good inmates that are named.
Yeah.
Their equipment.
Their equipment.
Well, how many people have like good equipment, right? This
right,
we're
this
in
is
the
true.
Cool room.
That's true. You find a pile of Bursey's underwear and it's all has his name inscribed in it.
I take it and I stuff it in my ferret.
Nice.
A Whoa. Ferret stuffed with underwear.
Gross.
Toby, as he's running around, he notices what appears to be a ball made of crystal.
Is this... Oh, did we get the death ball or whatever? Our weird fucking thing? You know the thing?
The artifact? Yeah, you do get the artifact.
That would be okay, our... Gotcha. Yeah, it'd be in our stuff for sure.
Yeah, we need that.
I look at the ball. Oh, what is this? Hello, new ball friend. Are you made of crystal? Can I put Frank and you and make another one of those creatures? What are you?
You gaze into it and you feel like your senses expanding.
Is it a crystal ball?
It is a crystal ball of...
Whoa!
Of telepathy?
Telepathy. Oh, I added the worst one. Bye-bye, other one. Holy... Oh, my God! Do you guys know what this is?
No.
Toby's really smart, and he can cast Identify as the armor's being donned. And maybe Doff too. I don't really know. While scrying, this crystal ball is about 6 inches in diameter. While touching it, you can cast scrying spell.
Ooh.
While scrying with a crystal ball, you can communicate telepathically with creatures you see within 30 feet of the spell's sensor. You can also use an action to cast suggestion spell through the sensor on one of those creatures. You don't need to concentrate on the suggestion to maintain it during the duration, but it ends if scrying ends. Once used, the suggestion power of the crystal ball can't be used again until next dawn. I don't entirely understand how this works, but I like it.
I mean, scrying is a really cool word.
What do you think the spell censor means?
Yeah, I don't know.
How's it spelled?
Like, who is sensing it? Like, the person you're trying to tell
them. Oh, I think, I bet the spell scry. I'm going to add the scrying spell to my stuff.
Nice.
All right. Wow, this is going to help.
Rowan, you notice the coolest pair of sunglasses you've ever seen.
Yes.
And you are immediately drawn to them. And you pick them up, and on the inside, you see the name Verona inscribed. And I'm going to say that Toby probably could easily point out to you that these are actually Eyes of Charming.
Ooh.
Which allows you, when you wear them, to expend a charge and cast Charm Person on somebody.
Damn. Yeah. These are so sick.
Well, that's epic.
Rowan, you don't even need to use those to let me know or let me tell you that I think you're charming as hell.
Like I said, no time for horny.
It's not horny. It's just an appreciation of your bud, you
Holy
know?
Holy shit. So I think what I can do...
Of a fellow adventurer.
Yeah. Is I can look in this ball, see someone, and then tell them to do something.
I believe that is accurate.
Oh my gourd.
Oh boy, one of the connections is a body part. That's...
Why are you hitting yourself?
You gotta go back to the body locker.
Oh my gosh.
Scud exclaims in glee from the other side of the room. First, because you see his three skeleton pals all stand up.
Nice.
And they're with him. And he's holding up what appears to be a comical femur, very bone-shaped, like a dog in a cartoon would have.
Yes.
And he goes, do you know what this is?
What is it?
This is an evolution bone.
An evolution? But no, that's okay. What is that?
And then he's just like... He just goes into his own little world and he's just peering at it and sort of rubbing it and caressing it and stuff.
But Scud, what does it do?
And then he goes back staring at his bone.
I imagine he's like doing some real Sailor Moon shit with it right now.
Oh my god, he's magical girl transforming in the corner as we speak.
Yes.
He does actually seem to be eyeing his skeletons, then eyeing the bone, and then eyeing his skeletons and eyeing the bone.
What if it's supposed to make his skeletons go from being like one step up level wise or make them get larger?
Like bigger from, skeletons.
Like, yeah. For instance, if they were zombies, they would turn into ghouls or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
He goes, so you've heard of the evolution bone?
Oh.
Too busy to answer a question, but now you can listen to comments.
Lonnie, you notice on a lower shelf what appears to be a pair of red shoes adorned with lightning bolts.
Oh no, she's gonna cry.
What do they do, Michael?
You're not sure. I guess Toby did cast Identify, though, right?
Toby, can you tell me what these shoes do?
I've already... sure, okay. If we're in a narratively safe room right now, that's fine.
We're all having fun here. How fast can Lonnie normally run per turn, per round? How many feet?
You mean normally or with all of my gear and everything?
Well, with like in a typical round, how fast would you move considering how you normally do your shit?
If previously, whenever I'm all geared up, 480.
Okay. That's a lot.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
Toby, you realize that this is one of the most useless magic items ever created.
Uh-huh.
It has the ability to let the wearer pass through 1 foot of solid material, but they have to be traveling at over 200 feet per second to do it. And like no one can go that fast.
Yeah, this the person that made this went insane because no one was able to use it, and they just kept running into walls, and there was a people-shaped blood splatters like in the movie Time Cop.
Michael, can I tell you the sweetest irony out of everything?
What's that?
I have boots of speed. If I don't wear boots of speed, I can't get fast enough to use these boots.
Fucking give them magi.
Wear two pairs of shoes on top of each other.
Put them on your hands.
Well, they're really more like galoshes.
Now, Michael, what if there is a ring over there?
Okay, so would you say that I can wear boots on my boots? Like, maybe boots of speed are like Bomba socks.
Oh, okay. Mm. Or an anklet?
Bombas.com/dragons. and these are like, yeah, rubbers.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what they are.
Anklet. Anklet.
And yeah, so you peer into the next room. You seem to have found all the cool shit in here.
Michael, have I seen Jose Longshadow before? Like,
I don't think you guys have actually met or seen Jose. But yeah, there's the blood room. If y'all wanna,
we gotta get in that blood room.
yeah, let's do that.
How thick the wall, Michael?
it's 13 inches thick.
Damn it!
Every wall from now on.
Every wall we run into is gonna be 13 inches, isn't it?
no, it is. It is exactly 12 inches thick.
Can I do it?
I mean, I think that is, yeah, absolutely.
Lonnie puts her boots on and she says, y'all watch this. And then in the background, and
the full John James play all on top of each other.
And I want to run through the wall. Can I run through the wall, Michael?
What does it look like when you run through the wall?
I'm so glad you're letting me do something the Flash does. Okay, so whenever Lonnie runs through the wall, she vibrates so quickly that you don't even really see her. You just see a blur. And it's just like this vibrating blur. And then it just right through the wall.
Man.
Why did she do that?
And then Toby walks through the open door next to her.
Hello. I'm there 3 seconds later. Hi. That was really weird. I like that. You're going to be able to break the world with that, I think.
Toby, maybe I'll try to take you some next time.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. I don't know. What if you're wrong about the thickness of the wall and you crunch into it?
Well, that's why I have you. You're the smartest person in the world. You can figure that out, right?
No. No, I cannot. I can't figure out how thick walls are. That's too hard.
You gotta knock on a wall like you knock on a melon. Whenever it sounds real hollow, that means it's under 12 inches. If it sounds like it's real full of moisture, then you know it's not ready and you can't go through it.
Mm. I think this seems like pretty solid logic to me.
She's gonna die. All right, well, let's find our blood and then figure out how to get out of here.
Can I just sidebar real quick? Because I need to go back to my glasses for a second.
Okay.
And absolutely. Just let everyone know what the fuck is going on here.
Sure.
Because I love your glasses.
What they look like is that, like, futuristic, like, visor sunglasses. like straight across.
You have to wear those to GeeklyCon, the live show.
I'm going to fucking do it.
Just want to tell people to Google, because you have a thing up.
If you Google retro futuristic 1980s disco rap around space sunglasses 8964, then...
It rolls off the tongue, really.
Yeah. It won't even let me click on it for some reason.
Zero UV. That, you know, I'm sure
it's,
they're fine.
There are $10 and the color is...
Wait, they're only $10?
Black ice.
Buy them.
There's many
colors.
Buy them
right now.
Oh, my God. Buy
them.
I kind of got to buy them right now.
I need
them. All right, we'll figure that out later.
So you walk into the room. Toby, you notice what appears to be a very sleek-looking broom in this room. That is definitely gnome-sized. It's on the smaller end.
I, like, throw the other broom, like a spear, into where I picked it up, and I run over to the sleek gnome-sized broom, and I give it a big sniffy. See if I can smell the magic.
It sort of vibrates a little bit.
I assume there's probably some sort of like tag on it that says a command word or something like that. Like, you know, when you play like a Deus Ex game or whatever, it's like, hey, Carl, you forgot the fucking password again, you dude.
Yeah, there's a you know what I'm saying? Post-it note on it.
Yeah, it says, hey, Carl, you fucking dink. You forgot the password is 0UV, wrap around glasses, 80 feet. Just getting messed up.
And stop leaving your flying broom in the blood room. It also does that. Gives the blood room.
Is there really a thing?
Tim, there's really a flying broom in here.
Get it.
God is good all the time.
Take it, Toby.
Was there a bracer in the other room that I wanted, you know? We told us to go shopping. I'm gonna go back in and see if I can find it. I want 3 items.
There's lots of vials of blood.
So are they labeled at all?
They are. They are labeled.
Okay.
And they're actually very orderly. It's just like walls of racks of blood.
So we should grab our
blood and drink it. Wait, no.
We should at least take our blood and our friend's blood.
No, let's take all the, let's destroy all the blood.
Wait. Toby, didn't you want to get your brother's stuff out of the armory?
Yeah. And Toby flies in there on his broom. I don't know if my brother had anything.
Wait.
But
okay, sorry, real quick. We don't need to, like, ingest the blood.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought you had to drink it. That was gross.
I think I thought you had to put it back in your body also.
Through the mouth.
But if we just destroy the blood, then everyone will have their powers back.
I think so.
Which might be bad, because this is prison.
Toby, can throw me another arcana.
For you, anything.
But I feel like if this is super prison, like, it could come out and turn hilarious.
So true.
It definitely could.
Or super jail, I mean.
As someone said somewhere, maybe I think it was Mr. Red, it's basically like the cabin in the woods when all the nightmares get out. I got a 26 arcana, which I think is fair.
So you recognize that this strange light in this room is probably actually what is connecting to the blood.
Uh-huh.
And you actually probably couldn't even, you probably felt less powerful when you went into that room. Like sort of like a magic dampening sort of situation.
Ah, frick.
And that's why it was so bright in there and whatnot.
Lonnie, punch that thing.
Okay. I punch that thing, Michael.
What do you punch?
The thing Toby told me to punch.
The light.
The light.
The light.
All right. You shatter the light and you just, Toby, you just feel your power washing back into you.
Like, my hair goes up like Super Saiyan.
Is it like red sunlight from Krypton?
Sure.
I think that's right.
Yes.
Where it sucks out our power. Like, sorry, I've been watching Supergirl too.
Oh, great.
That's the next thing.
Now you're what prepared. Do I have to
laser
just
eyes.
Basically watch all the CW shows, Michael.
Michael, I feel so strong right now.
So I think as we see Toby just sort of powering up, we'll probably fade out this episode, huh?
Damn.
Yeah.
Sure. If that's what we want to do.
Wink, wink. Do we want to do that, Michael? How you feel? Do you want to keep one?
I mean, this feels sort
track?
Of like a natural, you know.
It does.
It feels like a natural.
I agree
with you.
Well,
how about we should just go piss out and then. No, you're right. Let's do it.
We'll close it up. We'll be super fast.
Thank you, everyone. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at D&D Podcast or at Geekly Inc. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the mic. Hawkman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished summoning blink dogs and demons, make sure to head over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Each pledge helps us keep growing and makes this show better with every episode. If you've been wanting to meet your favorite podcasters or other fantastic Geeklies, don't miss out on GeeklyCon 2019 in Columbus, Ohio. Dates are July 18th through the 21st, and tickets are on sale now at geeklycon.com. Get your ticket today and get ready for the geekliest weekend yet. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thanks, everybody. Until next time, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.